This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Gorgeous Saturday morning here in New England. I understand that, but we're here in studio here to help you out. Feel free to get online and we'll do our best to do that for you. 860-522-9842. That is the number. No matter where you are in the country, Carolyn will dutifully answer the call. All right. So make sure you give her a ring, 860-522-9842. And of course, we are over at WTIC's Facebook page. We're broadcasting live. And you can post your questions there. You can email us in the studio, gethelp@tabinc.com, all sorts of ways to get your questions answered, and we'll do our best to help you out. So, as usual and customary, though, we like to talk about some technology news and keep you aware of what's going on out there and try not to make your hair hurt in the process.
So, well, I'll certainly give it a try.
Yeah, go ahead, Dennis. What do you got?
We have one of the biggest banks in the world.
Yeah.
Morgan Stanley.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They were just fined by the federal government $35 million.
Oh, boy. What did they do? Did they do something weird with people's money? Or did they make some errors having to do with transactions?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
So $35 million, what could they have possibly done?
Well, what they did was they took hard drives out of their data center after machines were retired.
Yeah.
And they disposed of them and sometimes auctioned them off.
Right.
For resale.
They're that
without,
crazy.
Yeah. Without either encrypting them or wiping them.
Right. So your customer data was on them.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Now, the thing that gets me is, you know, even normal people, just average people know mm-hmm. that you don't just dispose of a hard drive. And we've right. talked about this a lot.
Right.
We've even had people call in. They're aware that they need to do that.
Right.
And they'll say, what should we do with the old hard drive?
Right.
So why does one of the biggest banks in the world not know to wipe their drives or encrypt them?
And the thing that really should make you even more afraid is if they don't know that, what else don't they know?
Well, that's a huge problem.
Right? So, I mean, it's crazy. 42 servers, all potentially containing unencrypted customer PII. $35 million penalty. What?
Oh, and that's the other thing. Yeah. Why do you even set up your data center with unencrypted drives?
Correct. The data should be encrypted at rest.
It should have been encrypted from the moment they were installed and the things are powered up, and
right.
you install the operating system, you encrypt the drive, and then you go on from there.
Right. So again, you got to ask yourself, what else are they not doing? And this is the issue across the board with so many different companies and systems that are out there. You just shake your head. We spend so much time at Tab trying to protect our customers, which are businesses, and have them comply with requirements so that, you know, there's all sorts of requirements that each industry has, whether it be HIPAA or CMMC or NIST 800-171 or what have you. You know, I joke with my customers, you know, especially with that are military customers where they're making parts for XYZ product, whether it be a Raptor or what have you. And then you find that the actual plans for the Raptor, they weren't stolen from the manufacturer. They were stolen literally from the military base.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I got examples that we can put up again for you if you want to read those stories. So our military contractors here in Connecticut, which we have a ton. I mean, we in Connecticut can blow up people like crazy. I mean, we have the ability and the power and the companies that are making parts to do this at a ridiculously high level, right? And they work so hard to try to protect the CUI data from prying eyes, and there's all sorts of applications from FIPS encryption and make sure your access points are encrypted. So, of course, the Chinese can't go out to your front door there and sit there and try to capture your data. They're not doing that. They're going to the base and taking the entire plan.
Right.
You can't make it up. Same thing here with Morgan Stanley. I mean, they had to do all this, and they didn't do it. And they've been audited, I'm sure, numerous times to be compliant in their data centers, you know, SOC 1, SOC 2 compliance and all that, all those protections. Somebody checked a box that said this stuff was encrypted.
That's the other question. I mean, who went along with this for as long as they were doing it?
I don't know. A $35 million penalty for a company that big doesn't seem like it's going to be anything.
Well, no, that's like a half an hour's worth of profit for them. I mean, they don't even care. And that's another problem.
Right.
How do you punish a company that big?
Right. I mean, as the stock market tanks and we watch that happen, they make money on the transactions going up and going down.
Yep.
So, all right, in other news, I want to bring something up for you. SpaceX, the folks who chucked all those Starlinks up into the atmosphere, which are fine. A big chunk of them got burned up due to a solar flare recently, if you read that.
Ooh, yeah. Not good.
They're trying to urge the FCC to approve federal funding to support outfitting school buses with Wi-Fi access points in an effort to address the homework gap. Did you know there was a homework gap, Dennis?
No, I didn't know there was a homework gap.
Well, I can think back to my days long ago when I took a bus to school and I had to finish my homework and I slammed it out there and paper and pencil and 20-minute ride to the bus.
Right, and everything is all, the writing is all distorted because you're
bumping around.
It's bumping around while you're trying to write. Oh, yeah.
So those are the good old days. Now we need to figure out how to fix the homework gap because there's people who have kids on the bus that are riding an hour. And they figure, let's get this federal government funding onto the buses. Now, just think, the poor bus companies as it is are dealing with the logistics of getting kids and drivers and making sure there's a camera on the bus because now you got, all sorts of things happening on the bus. Sure, let's add internet to the to the equation funded by the feds. And, of course, Elon wants his piece. He's no dummy.
Of course.
We know that to be true. So it's all part of the E-rate funding that is out there. Basically, we're looking at $4.456 billion that we spend, I guess, to allocate money to E-rate. And this is another aspect of it. But SpaceX wants to be sure that they can connect these Starlinks to the buses to avoid the homework gap.
Wow.
I can tell you right now, they're not doing their homework, Elon.
No. No, they're going to be looking at the latest TikToks or something.
Come on. Come on. Who are you fooling? But you can feel good offering it to everybody. So we'll put that out there. You can read it yourself. This comes from PC Mag. What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, I have a little Ethereum news.
Oh, the fake money news? We love fake money.
Yeah, fake money is great.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the situation. Ethereum has now changed its algorithms.
Right.
It's no longer using proof of work.
Right.
Which means there is no mining anymore.
Right.
Not much of it. Okay.
Right. Less high intensity mining that would draw a lot of electricity, produce a lot of heat, require a lot of video cards. That's not happening. They changed it to proof of concept, right? Proof of concept? Work.
No, not proof of work.
Proof of stake. State. Sorry. Yeah.
Stake. In other words, you just prove that you have a stake. In other words, you've got the tokens that go along with the transactions that are yours.
The issue, though, is proof of stake, but I'll let you continue with your story. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Now, because of that change to how Ethereum works,
yep.
The chairman of the SEC said that Ethereum might now count as a security.
Oh, great.
Which the SEC can now regulate.
Beautiful.
So what happened to Ethereum?
I can only imagine.
It tanked.
Oh, really?
It tanked.
Everyone's out of the regulated
everybody
currency.
Everybody doesn't want a regulated currency.
Right, and proof of stake really messes up the equation for these miners, because from what I've read about this ridiculous process, the miners that had rigs that would mine on the proof of work could figure out, they could eke out a living of people getting paying them real money for their fake money work here, net after the cost of electricity and hardware, what have you. But proof of stake really just really kind of helps and supports the bigger operations that have right. a larger stake in the whole process.
Right. It all has to do with how much of that whole currency pool do you possess.
Correct.
Yep.
So, and they'll get more payment for being as part of payment of real money for their fake money. I also read an article. We've talked about this. I think it's called Coinbase. They're the ones that are going bankrupt or have been bankrupt.
Oh, they've already gone bankrupt.
Yeah, yeah. People put all sorts of their real money into this thing where then Coinbase would loan out cryptocurrencies. It is a Ponzi scheme. The whole thing's a Ponzi scheme. But now they're like, well, a way out of our bankruptcy is I think we're going to create a coin, they say, where you can, it's an IOU fake coin to cover their bankruptcy. So, I mean, it's like, they're going to loan you, they're going to offer you another fake coin called, I don't know, Coinbase bankruptcy coin crypto with the promise of being paid. So if you invest in that, I mean, come on, man, it's another one. You're fooling your money. It's just crazy. But that's what they're going to try to do. That's their way out of bankruptcy. Is to get enough ding-dongs to buy their fake coin for their bankruptcy
coin. So they've got a fake coin that they made to make up for a fake coin, and they're expecting people to buy it. And
yes.
You know what really is very sad?
People will.
People are going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. you wonder, it's the year 2022, and people are like, yeah. Let's go ahead and put some real money into that thing. I don't know. You're watching the stock market. I don't know if anybody's watching the stock market. It's scary to watch. Mm. But it's funny to watch the thing that's supposed to be the hedge follow it right down the tubes. And it's all fake.
Well, I mean, if you look at a graph of stock prices over time,
yeah,
it usually has a few bumps, but it's a general inclination.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
If you look at a graph of the value of any given cryptocurrency,
right.
It's huge with massive
spikes,
peaks and valleys, and it's all over the place.
Otherwise known as winners on the high and losers on the low.
Right.
If you're left holding the bag.
So the question I have, mm-hmm. you know, economic ignoramus that I am, how does something whose value skyrockets and plummets from minute to minute can be a hedge for something that generally over a long period of time goes up?
I don't know.
How does that even function as a hedge? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's social media that's producing the whole thing. So
yeah,
it's the ultimate meme stock. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We got three lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. Also coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan will be with us for IT Pro TV. He'll be joining us to talk about... Well, we're going to talk about wireless access, you know, business grade wireless access connections, because we were talking about other access of broadband last time he was on, and we want to talk about the wireless aspect of it. So he'll be on at 10:05. So stick around. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We got a correction to make.
Oh, yeah.
Coinbase, because they actually send out these notes all the time. They're not going bankrupt. That's always the notice that goes out. They're not the ones that I was thinking of. I got to find the company that was going bankrupt. It is a similar type of exchange / bank, quote unquote, that offered crypto out there that's going to offer that bankruptcy token. I'll find it for you and put the name up there, but it's not Coinbase. They're the ones that always send notices. No, we're not going bankrupt. Okay. That's fine. So my bad, my mistake on that. Let's go to your calls, though. We're going to go to Steve out there first in Woodbury. What's happening, Steve? Hey, morning, Steve. You there? Uh-oh. Steve fell asleep. It happens. I sense he's out there.
There, I can hear something.
I don't know. All right, so Steve, we're going to have to come back to you. We'll put you back on hold. Let's see what's happened with Steve. So feel free to get online. Three lines open. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll do our best, and maybe Steve will get on the phone there, and we'll try to answer his question. One other quick news story I wanted to bring up for you guys. So Tesla's been in the news, sadly, quite a bit, actually. They had their quote-unquote recall, which I agree with Elon is not really a recall. It's just a software over-the-air update with that window thing. You know, I think in my car, if you stuck your finger in the window, it would chop it right off. I mean, there's nothing in that motor that would reverse, from what I know. But I'm not going to test it.
I don't know any other car windows that work that way.
So. Yeah, but you know, recalls are, they call it recalls. But he's going to send it out over the air, an update. Mm-hmm. So, but the reason I'm bringing it up is Tesla's being sued for the alleged false autopilot full self-driving claim. Tesla has yet to produce even remotely approaching a full self-driving car, the suit says, and I say, thank God. They have a long way to go. I don't want to see you guys out there on the out there with your quote-unquote self-driving cars sleeping. Have you seen the there's a couple of commercials I've seen where some guys kind of really hammering against the self-driving concept, puts a little kid like dummy right in front of the road, and Tesla, just the Tesla car goes right over it every time.
Whoa.
So they're not seeing anything. The plaintiff is Briggs Matsko, who paid a $5,000 premium for enhanced autopilot in his 2018 model Tesla. And because they advertise the technology as fully functioning, just around the corner. So I always joke about it. My wife's Honda 2018 minivan has the same autopilot technology as a Tesla does. I mean, it won't come out of the parking lot and find me like the Tesla supposedly will, but it'll do that, you know, that cruise control stuff.
Yeah.
But this guy's not happy with the fact that full self-driving is not there yet. So in the technology world, we call this vaporware.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, it's something that was promised but not delivered. So we'll see what he gets for his damages there. I do agree that the full self-driving is not there, and it won't be there for quite some time.
No.
So, we'll, you know, I wish Elon the best. I do. I am rooting for him these days. Mm. But I don't know. You can't sell something that doesn't exist.
That's true.
Right? I mean, how many other examples of that do we have, Dennis?
Millions. We work in IT. We hear it all the time.
It's supposed to work this way, right? All right. Let's go to Steve in Woodbury again. You there, Steve?
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hello, Steve. I think you might need a new phone.
I don't think he can hear us.
I don't know. I'm pegged. So, I don't know, Karen.
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
go
can
ahead.
Now.
Okay. You guys hear me okay now?
We do.
Hello.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm not going to... Carolyn, you got to pick him up. I don't know why he can't hear us, but he can't. So maybe he's got to use a different phone out there, Steve in Woodbury. Technology.
Tell us about it.
What can we say? You know you're in trouble when the guy keeps saying hello. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get in line. The lines are starting to ring. We got Ruth and Colchester coming on. A couple lines open for you. And 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us over on Facebook, you get a like Tab Computer Systems, and Zuckerberg decides to deem the news worthy, and you're not in Australia, it may get into your news feed. The news feed last week took forever to get into my news feed. It was kind of interesting, almost like Zuckerberg was holding back.
Yeah, I only see like half of what gets posted anyway on a normal basis.
Yeah.
And they come in the wrong order every single time.
I blame the Zuck. Yep. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And we are back here till 11 o'clock. Coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan will be joining us from sunny Florida, getting ready for the hurricane. It won't be sunny for a couple days there. IT Pro TV, he'll be joining us and talking tech. But let's get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Let's go to Ruth in Colchester first. What's happening, Ruth?
Hi. You asked me to call back after we figured out what was wrong with my computer, and it was the BitLock last week.
Right. So you did an update, and it locked your system.
Yeah, and I lost that day of my life. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So I brought it into the local computer guy, the computer connection in Colchester.
Okay.
And he is young, so he was able to
hey.
Do what he needed to do.
I'm not sure that dig was required.
Well, only because I am not.
Okay. All right. So he got you working?
Oh, my goodness, yes. In 1 hour. It was the best $95 I ever spent.
Awesome. Yeah. It needed an on-site touch.
Yeah.
Well, I could have done it had I known this one step, because I had followed all the steps, and when they sent me the code to unlock it, it was like five lines of code.
Yeah.
We tried all of them, and I tried them in caps and small letters, and unbeknownst to someone who's old, I needed to enter all of those lines of code.
Oh.
The whole block.
It was a huge
block. The whole block.
That's the whole string. That's the whole encryption string. So you followed our instructions, but just didn't follow them all the way. Gotcha.
Because they probably weren't clear enough to tell her that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your age, Ruth.
No. That's called procedural clarity.
Yeah.
You keep saying to find a 13-year-old, and I tried that too, but.
No, we don't go that low. 15-year-olds is our base. Yeah.
So I'm again.
Well, it happens with my wife and I when we're trying to use a recipe, so it's okay. And it has nothing to do with our age. It has all to do with having experience in this type of stuff. And, of course, the computer person you went to had experience. He realized that you had to enter the whole code, and that's just inexperience. Don't worry about that, Ruth. I'm glad everything's working for you.
Yeah, great to know that.
And I made a great relationship so that I'm going to get my computer fixed the way I want it with the right drives and the space that I needed. And it turned out to be a small miracle after all of that I went through. But
all right.
I thank you for your patience and listening to me on the air and being frustrated with me. So I wanted to go back and tell you all that.
Awesome, that's Ruth. What we're here for.
I'm glad it all worked out for you.
Great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
But that is a good point. So this happens in many instances with IT, is that you get the instructions, and you're right. They're not set out clearly.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's assumptions in the process that you... You know, she entered it line by line, entered each one as an individual. She thought those are four different codes or five different codes she had to enter. But no, encryption keys are pretty long.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, understand, you know, when you're reading the instructions, unfortunately, it was written by a geek, and geeks are the worst instruction writers on the planet.
Oh, terrible.
Let's go to Sue in Hebron. What's happening, Sue?
Hi. I have a 50,000 photos on my computer. And I back them up to a 2-terabyte drive, and I just realized it hasn't been backing up 21 or 22. And I was talking to somebody at work, and they suggested I get a NAS drive for a backup, because I was going to have to get a new backup drive. And I wondered if you could recommend a NAS drive for, you know, home use for that many photos, and if it's easy for a techno midget like myself to use.
Yeah, I mean, we recommend Synology. We also recommend Western Digital.
Yeah.
But Western Digital did something kind of not nice in that they... This is across the board, though, with all manufacturers. When the updates stop happening, they kind of wash their hands of it. So when we tell you you should buy a NAS, how long do you think that NAS should serve you, Sue?
I'd love for it to serve me 3 to 5 years.
Right. After 3 years, the support might stop and they don't care. These companies don't care.
Yeah, after 3 years, the support for it may end.
Right.
And then somebody may send it an instruction to erase all of your data. And then Western Digital, or whatever the company is, might say,
Western Digital
that's end of life, so we're not going to do anything.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Everything is temporary when it comes to data, right? It's written on a magnetic piece of hardware here. So... The NAS is a good target option, right? And you should get one with a mirror, meaning the data was on. It'll be on two drives at the same time.
Right, that's what I wanted to do.
Good.
I thought that's what a NAS was two mirror drives.
Oh, it can be anything it wants to be.
It could be just one drive.
Right. NAS stands for Network Attached Storage. So instead of connecting directly to your system with a USB, it connects with a data cable. That's the only difference. It makes it a NAS.
Okay. So would I be better off just getting two drives and backing up, you know?
That's a way to do it too. Yes.
Yes.
Just do a copy to an A drive and a B drive, right? And then keep one connected if you want, but the other one's safely disconnected, so it won't be impacted by power hits, it won't be impacted by ransomware, it won't be impacted by the code type of thing that Dennis kind of mentioned where somebody tries to impact you that way. So, yeah, two drives would be an option too. The NAS is really designed a lot of times to share resources amongst the network. So if you have multiple systems, like let's say you're a photographer and you don't want to buy a true domain server, you could use a NAS as that targeted attached storage. A lot of photographers do. However, they also don't back them up, and they're very much at risk. This solution for you is the right way to go.
Right way to go?
The two drives is probably cheaper and the right way to go for you.
the two drive instead of the mirrored one.
Yeah.
And it's okay, like, for me to, right now I have them all on my computer, plus I back them up, but my computer's slowing down substantially. So if I just put it on a drive and just access that drive when I want to use photos, that's the way to be going, right?
That's a way to be going, yes. The amount of stuff on the computer does not impact performance at all. It's like telling me your car can't go 65 with a full trunk. It can, right? Computer works the same way.
Yeah.
It doesn't care about how much data is on it. So your performance issue is something else.
Okay. My laptop's about 5 years old. I think I'm ready for an upgrade.
There it is.
Might be.
Okay. I mean, are there other ways you recommend? I mean, I take a lot of photos and I use them for lots of things. I'm on the photo drives all the time.
Yep.
Besides doing the, you know, going into doing these drives. And it's not an Apple product, so I don't back it up to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend something else?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of cloud-based alternatives that are in the PC world. Acronis has solutions for that. Buy a NAS and send it to the cloud. You can do that type of stuff. You can just use a OneDrive within Microsoft as well.
Or Google Drive or Dropbox or any of those other services.
At some point, they're going to charge you for the space you're consuming. One of our favorite persons in the world, Carmen Filaramo, was a professional. Well, he still is. He's a retired professional photographer. He would always back up to drives, right? He had data that he had to make sure was available for his customers. He would back up to these drives, disconnect them, and put them in a shelf. So, of course, you're not mitigating for theft or fire or floods or hurricanes. So the offsite storage in the cloud means you'll mitigate for those issues. However, the cloud can lose your data, too.
Yes.
Okay, so, and the cloud can eventually, like, I was going to use SmugMug as my cloud, and then family can access the photos and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What do you think of that option?
I've never heard of SmugMug, but it sounds like it's some sort of file sharing service that allows for that.
Yeah, it's a photo sharing service.
Yeah, is it free?
A lot of photographers use it.
Okay. Is it free? Does it cost you? What is it?
It's $80 a year.
Okay, so it's a real service. That's an option too. Yeah, at least the data's out there for other folks so that if they need it, it's there. And they can download the files, which means they have a copy of it as well. But SmugMug could lose your data. They don't guarantee they're going to hang on to it, even though you're paying them.
Right. That's why I've always been nervous about backing up to a cloud, that they lose the data or they go out of business.
Correct. If they go out of business, they're going to be like, sorry, Sue, you've got 20 minutes to get all your data off of here. We're going out of business. Or in the case of Kim.com, he was a hoster of data. And, of course, he was also hosting copywritten data. So if you're taking pictures that are copywritten, you know, copywritten data out there, and the feds come after you, they'll take all those servers, like they did in Kim.com's case. And the people who had legitimate backups there couldn't get their own data.
Right.
Okay, so what if I do the NAS, going back to the NAS, if I do a NAS mirrored drive and I do SmugMug, I'm kind of both ways, and I do it those two ways, is that a better way to go?
That's a great combination of options.
Yeah, that you're backing up your backup. You have a cloud backup and a local backup, and each of them acts as a backup to the other. Right. In addition to backing up the original data on your computer.
And they're disparate, meaning each service is separate and can be impacted separately, which gives you even more comfort.
What about the NAS drives? I've heard of somebody at work suggested getting one for the network that I plug into my modem, which is a Comcast. I own the modem and router, but we have Comcast service.
Yep.
Is that a better NAS drive to do, or just do the local one?
Well, most of them offer that ability.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at Synology or Western Digital, they're going to offer the ability to access the NAS remotely, which, again, offers you a security risk if you have a password of ice cream.
Oh, okay. So I'd rather not. Okay.
Keep that in mind. Change the admin password.
I'm sorry, what did you
change the admin password. Make sure if you do any NAS you're going to get, we'll give that ability to get to the cloud.
I have a different password.
Okay.
Good.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good.
And one other question for you. What about Prime? I have Prime, and Amazon offers a free storage of photos. Have you ever heard anybody?
Oh, Amazon Photos. I know about it. I haven't really used it myself, but yeah, they do offer some storage.
It's unlimited too, supposedly, but
it's unlimited until it's not.
Yeah.
Right. Everything's they're going to get you a hook. This is the Microsoft model. Give it away and then charge it. Now we're all paying through the nose for everything Microsoft.
According to their website, Prime members get unlimited photo storage. Mm-hmm. That's what it says right now.
There you go. That's another option.
Yeah, that'd be a good option. I'm sure there's sharing options out of that too, where you could allow people to see your photos.
Right.
The ones you want to share.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay. Well, you've been a NAS drive, how big say I'm going to go up to 75,000 photos.
Mm.
How many terabytes of a NAS drive do I need?
So that question's too difficult because we don't know the size of your photos. They could be little thumbnails or they could be full raw.
Raw. Okay.
So 75,000 of raw photos. I mean, I think I would start with a 6 terabyte configuration, but you could go with even larger, 12 terabytes. You're probably going to spend a little over maybe $1,200 for a NAS like that.
Holy moly. Oh, I thought they were in like the $300, $400 range.
Well, you haven't thought that much, but you don't have enough, imagination, Sue. everything's gone up like crazy.
Yeah.
And you don't want to buy something too small that you're going to have to upgrade again, right?
Yeah.
So 6 terabyte mirror drive would be my minimum recommendation these days. But if you can get to larger, even a 8 terabyte, 10 terabyte is a way to go. And again, understand the mirror is only going to mitigate for a hard drive failure. So if you delete the file off your NAS, it deletes off the mirror. If you corrupt the file on the NAS, it corrupts on the mirror. And if the mirror gets corrupted, they're both garbage.
Right.
And how do they get corrupted? What causes that? Like a virus on your photo or?
Power issues, random drive issues, controller issues.
It would mostly be hardware related and power related.
That's why you back it up.
Okay. So if you, if that fails, you can't get anything off it then, can you?
Well, you'd be sending it to a data recovery company because if you didn't use your secondary and tertiary offsite backups that you're talking about, you'd only have one shot at your data, which would be the NAS. And we would never recommend you do one shot at your data because that'd be crazy, right?
Right. So, okay. You've been very helpful. Any recommendations if I'm getting a new laptop for what I should get?
Don't spend $300.
No, I know that.
I like the Envy line of laptops. They're a good kind of the Envy HP line.
Oh, that's what I have now that I've had for about 5 years.
Yeah, so you've done well by it. They still have a good line of laptops. Just look at those within your budget and try to stay with the i5, i7, 16 gigs of RAM, 500 gig solid state hard drive minimum. But you need a lot of storage, so maybe a terabyte solid state is the way to go for you.
Okay, so solid state.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You'll see the performance difference between your 5-year-old spinning drive and solid state instantly.
Now, I can transport my laptop a lot. Is a solid state, can that ruin it?
What, transporting it? Transporting it is fine. It doesn't like to be dropped.
I try to stay away from dropping my laptop. All right, so it's not the one. I thought when they first came out, they said if you had a lot of movement with them, the drive can fail.
Oh, my goodness. Where do these people get this stuff?
What is that? I don't even...
Never heard of that.
You know, this is not the first time that I've heard that.
Really?
I really don't know where it comes from,
It makes no sense.
It is crazy.
I think it comes from the spinny drive manufacturer saying, don't go to these solid states. No, it's actually reverse. The spinny drives don't like to be moved while they're spinning because they're platters. Think of them as a record player.
Yeah.
And if they get jarred, you can have issues.
Yeah, motion is not good for hard drives, but solid states?
They don't care. All right, Sue?
Yep, you've been really helpful. Thank you. Have a great day.
No, thank you very much, too, Sue. You too. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Everything we've talked about is over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. One line open for you. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.